This is the audio program for The Choral King, the third production in DePaul University's Chicago Playworks for Families and Young Audiences. The Choral King by James Ambrose Brown, director Anne Wakefield, choreographer Christina Flutie, scenic designer Emily Boyd, costume designer Taylor S. Payne, lighting designer Nick Belly, composer M.E. Moran, sound designer Cami Sui, dramaturg Mike Doyle, stage manager Elizabeth Fiella. Running April 2nd to May 25th, 2013. The 2012-2013 theater school season is dedicated in loving memory to Director of Development Tessa Crabcox, 1944 to 2012. This production is sponsored by PNC Bank. We present the play at DePaul's Merle Reskin Theater, 60 East Balbo Drive, Chicago 60605. The email is theaterboxoffice@depaul.edu. The website is theater.depaul.edu. And the box office telephone is 312-922-1999. The cast of The Choral King in order of appearance. Blue Cat, Kayla Rael Holder. Billiam Bones, Eric Staves. Florette, Meredith Johnston. Napoleon, Andrew Fleischer. Pierre, Chris Ash. Octopus Number 1, Zoe Lee Tyson. Octopus Number 2, Michael Foster. Mermaid, Sanaz Izadi. Clown Triggerfish, M.E. Barker. Powder Blue Surgeonfish, Alexis Bugowski. Jellyfish, Vivian Ellis. Lionfish, Maureen Cool. Seahorse, Margaret Moore. Bullethead Parrotfish, Shell Fenwick Smith. This play will be performed without intermission and is presented by arrangement with DARLO, Dramatic, Artistic, and Literary Rights Organization Limited, Johannesburg. Dramaturgy note. Welcome to the Choral King. In this magnificent land of the Seychelles Islands, in the Indian Ocean, you'll encounter wonderful creatures and the beautiful life of the sea. When Napoleon and Florette, two baddies, appear, their greed has the potential to alter the environment around them horridly. Their younger brother Pierre roams about the beautiful Seychelles and the coral reefs surrounding it. He possesses an appreciation for the life and beauty of the nature all around him. The greed of Napoleon and Florette threatens to corrupt Pierre's goodness and also disrupt the harm of the ecosystem in the coral reef. Can you think of times when greed may have caused someone to behave badly? What about a time when someone's greed may have caused damage to the environment around them? As you watch the play, consider how greed affects other characters in the play and also the environment, and consider what could happen if people behave differently around each other and in the environment. Mike Doyle, third year BFA Dramaturgy Criticism. Director's note. It is a privilege and delight to welcome all those young at heart to play with us today, to voyage with us to the astonishing world of the Seychelles, and to dive deep into the magical waves and waters of the Kingdom of the Choral King. We invite you into this sea world of sounds, shapes, characters, and creatures that we hope you will learn to love, to treasure, and always to preserve. Anne Wakefield. James Ambrose Brown, playwright, is a well-known South African novelist, journalist, short story writer, and playwright. Brown wrote a number of children's plays, including The Three Wishes, Circus Adventure, Mango Leaf Magic, and The Choral King. Other plays penned by Brown include The Three Witches, They Seek the East Wind, Seven Against the Sun, and Governor of Black Rock. Brown wrote the screen adaptation of The Magic Garden, a popular South African television program. He also wrote a number of radio plays. Brown received many awards and literary prizes, including the Udi Meester Award for Playwriting. Anne Wakefield, director. Anne has worked in South Africa, England, France, and the USA as an actor, director, and teacher. Anne has a special interest in theater for children and has written and directed plays and touring shows for juniors, seniors, schools, and universities. In England, she worked with the Brian Way Theater and Education Company and was assistant director to the highly acclaimed Zulu Macbeth, Uma Batha, which was presented by the Royal Shakespeare Company in London. She first appeared in Chicago for the original Chicago Children's Theater in the Arkansas Bear. She was awarded Jeff citations for her performances in Another Part of the Forest, The Road to Mecca, and an After Dark Award for The Lion in Winter, and a Jeff Ensemble Award for Timeline's acclaimed The History Boys. She has taught in the residency program for Lifeline Theater, collaborated on a translation of The Barber of Seville for Court Theater. She has served as a dialect coach for South African and British works, as well as a dramaturg and vocal coach at Loyola University. At the theater school, she has taught BFA and MFA acting, World of Theater, and performance workshops, and has directed numerous introduction to performance and studio plays. She directed Lapin for Reskin's Theater Showcase, as well as The Owl and the Pussycat, Alice in Wonderland, Mango Leaf Magic, and Tokoloshe, and Tales as Old as Africa, for which she was also the author. And she recently performed for Chicago Playworks in Ernie Nolan's production of The Witches. Thank you for listening to our audio program, and we hope you enjoy the performance.